الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the owner of the day of recompense. Allah said next, Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. We explained these names in the Bismillah. Al-Qurtubi said, Allah has described himself by Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, after saying the Lord of the Alameen. So his statement here includes a warning and then an encouragement. Similarly, Allah said, Declare, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, unto my servants that truly I am the oft-forgiving, the most merciful, and that my torment is indeed the most painful torment. Chapter 15, verses 49 to 50, Al-Qur'an. Allah said, Surely, your Lord is swift in retribution, and certainly he is oft-forgiving, most merciful. Chapter 6, verse 165, Al-Qur'an. Hence, Rabb contains a warning while Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim encourages. Further, Muslim recorded in his Sahih that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, If the believer knew what punishment Allah has, none would have hope in acquiring his paradise. And if the believer knew what mercy Allah has, none will lose hope of earning his earning. The next topic is indicating sovereignty on the Day of Judgment. Allah mentioned his sovereignty of the Day of Resurrection, but this does not negate his sovereignty over all other things. For Allah mentioned that he is the Lord of existence, including this earthly life and the hereafter. Allah only mentioned the Day of Recompense here because on that day, no one except him will be able to claim ownership of anything whatsoever. On that day, no one will be allowed to speak without his permission. Similarly, Allah said, The day that Ar-Ruh, that is Jibreel, or Gabriel, or another angel, and the angels will stand forth in rows. They will not speak except him whom the most gracious Allah allows, and he will speak what is right. Chapter 78, verse 38, Al-Qur'an. And he also said, And all voices will be humbled for the most gracious, that is Allah, and nothing shall you hear but the low voice of their footsteps. Chapter 20, verse 108, Al-Qur'an. And he also said, On the day when it comes, no person shall speak except by his Allah's leave. Some among them will be wretched, and others blessed. Chapter 11, verse 105, Al-Qur'an. Ad-Dahhaq said that Ibn Abbas commented, Allah says, On that day no one owns anything that they used to own in the world. The next topic is the meaning of Yawm ad-Din. Ibn Abbas said, Yawm ad-Din is the day of recompense for the creators, meaning the day of judgment. On that day, Allah will reckon the creation for their deeds, evil for evil, good for good, except for those whom he pardons. In addition, several other companions, Tabi'een, and scholars of the Salaf said similarly for this meaning is apparent and clear from the ayah. The next topic is Allah is Al-Malik, king or owner. Allah is the true owner, that is Malik, of everything and everyone. Allah said, He is Allah, beside whom La ilaha illa huwa, the king, the holy, the one free from all defects. Chapter 59, verse 23, Al-Qur'an. Also, the two Sahih recorded Abu Hurairah saying that the Prophet ﷺ said, The most despicable name to Allah is a person who calls himself the King of Kings, while there are no owners except Allah. Also, the two Sahih recorded that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, On the Day of Judgment, Allah will grasp the earth and fold up the heavens with his right hand and proclaim, I'm the king. Where are the kings of the earth? Where are the tyrants? Where are the arrogant? Also, in the glorious Quran, Whose is the kingdom this day? Allah's the one, the irresistible. Chapter 40, verse 16, Al-Quran. As for calling someone other than Allah a king in this life, then it is done as a figure of speech. For instance, Allah said, Indeed, Allah appointed Thaluth, that is Saul, as a king over you. Chapter 2, verse 247, Al-Qur'an. And he also said, as there was a king behind them. Chapter 18, verse 79, Al-Quran. And he then says, when he made prophets among you and made you kings. Chapter 5, verse 20, Al-Quran. Also, the two Sahihs recorded, just like kings reclining on their thrones. The meaning of ad-din is the next topic. Ad-din means the reckoning, the reward or punishment. Similarly, Allah said, on the day Allah will pay them the dinahum, that is the recompense of their deeds in full. Chapter 24, verse 25, Al-Quran. And shall we indeed be raised up to receive reward or punishment according to our deeds? Chapter 37, verse 53, Al-Quran. A hadith stated, the wise person is he who reckons himself and works for his life after death, meaning he holds himself accountable. Also, Umar said, hold yourself accountable before you are held accountable. Weigh yourself before you are weighed, and be prepared for the biggest gathering before he whose knowledge encompasses your deeds. Translation, that day shall you be brought to judgment. Not a secret of yours will be hidden. Chapter 69, verse 18, Al-Quran.